Hello, this 5 minutes the prophetess, the word of God episode, sister five. Sis five. And we're going through our fundamental scripture, which is Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. So by this time, you should be able to say it offhand with me if you've been listening to this podcast. Please share it with others. If I'm blessing you, share it with somebody. There's somebody who is downcast today. This will quicken the person up. Okay. So Hebrews 4:12. For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Then piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow. And it's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Wow, God's word is so powerful and it is working in your life. As you're hearing, the word is working. So we went to that the word of God is in the present tense, and we picked Matthew 4:4, which is Jesus quoting scripture. He took this word from Deuteronomy and he spoke it to the devil. And he said, man shall not live by bread alone, because the devil was saying, turn these stones into bread after he had fasted. And then he said, no, man shall not live by bread alone. So that bread alone, that living, and then everywhere proceeds out of the mouth of God. I say it's in present tense. Whatever word you receive today, that is what God is saying to you. And then Jeremiah 15:16 says, thy words were found, and I did eat them. Are you eating the word? Are you eating the word? Because there's a word for you today. What is my Father saying to me? What is my heavenly loving, loving, loving? You are so precious. You are absolutely precious to him. And he wants to say to you today what he needs to tell you. What he's saying to me is not the same thing he's saying to you. He's saying something to you. I mean, I have a lot of people listening to this podcast. I don't know how many thousands. But as you are listening and I'm speaking this to somebody, what I'm saying, there's a certain portion that the Holy Spirit will be pressing it so deep in the person's thoughts and the person's heart. So whatever God is saying to you today, he's saying his words were found and I did eat them. Are you eating the word? And I've explained in the previous episode why it is necessary for us to eat God's word, like how your body eats food. And when food and the body gets mixed up, so much so that if a year later, that potatoes you ate, if I say cut it out for me, it will not be potatoes anymore. It will be flesh. So this word, he said he found them and he did eat them. And the words were unto me a joy. Oh, listen, if you are depressed, it's because you have not found the word yet. You have not found. See, listen to say, thy words were found. Not that you have to go looking for the word. A lot of people will expect God, just let the word of God fall on me. Just let it will not fall on you. You must take it. You must open it. You must read it. You must see it for yourself. I love to put my name there when I'm reading. I, Olivia Kofi Opata, I dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And I say of the Lord, you are my refuge and my fortress, my God, in you I trust. Surely you've delivered me from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. And I begin, and I go on and on and on and on. I put my name there. When you meditate on the word, you put your name, personalize it, it becomes something else. It becomes mixed up with your spirit. And when it's coming out of your mouth, it hits. It's powerful. That's when it is powerful. Hallelujah. He said, I found your word. Have you found the word? Have you found the word? You have this opportunity of listening to this message 5 minutes a day. It's a daily thing. Don't do, I do it today, I don't do it. Oh, no, I was busy. Set a reminder for yourself. Or you can attach to something you do. Anytime I go into the bathroom to wee wee in the morning or to do my normal routine, I press, bam, Olivia, please tell me something today. And I begin to speak to you. Can rewind, let go back, come back, go back, come back, go back. Say, no, I want to listen to you again. So you have this opportunity. It is your port. It's your decision. He said, I found it. I found it. They were precious to me. I found it like how you dig for gold and find it. I found it and I won't let it go. I found it and it's become a joy and rejoicing of my heart. Not rejoicing of my body, but my heart. My spirit is jumping. As I'm speaking to you right now, for some of you, your spirit is just jumping. Something is happening to you. Something inside. There is a man on your inside. This is his food. This is the man on the inside. This is his food. And this word, which is his food, is feeding. And that man is getting satisfied on your inside. So keep listening and let the word of God find it and let it become joy and rejoicing of your spirit. You're blessed. Continue to listen. Come back again tomorrow and listen. You're so blessed. Bye.